You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class here on KGYM as we start a brand new week here on this Monday. Might be the final real nice day that we have of 2020. Buttons looked at me and kind of the harsh reality of it all. But another nice one today is about 73 degrees right now in downtown Cedar Rapids. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes will join me here in a mere matter of moments from his porch in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Good show coming your way. Mike Halas joins us, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll talk Iowa, Michigan State. We'll talk Iowa men's basketball. The Hawkeyes meeting the media today, as it were, in this year of 2020. And we will talk about the fifth-rated Hawkeye men's basketball team, preseason number 5, according to the AP. We'll let you know the entire AP Top 25 coming up for you in a moment. College football weekend, what a beauty on Saturday night in South Bend as Clemson and Notre Dame went back and forth into overtime, and the Fighting Irish getting the victory in that one. Your telephone calls and texts are welcome at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 as we come your way on this Monday edition of the program on 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, your smart speaker, and your mobile app. And Mark, good afternoon. Enjoy this weather, man, because I think it's going south from here.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hope you you guys and everyone had a terrific weekend. Certainly was great weather-wise, still is today. And I thought about doing the show from my patio outside. Heck with the porch. But no, I'm in my comfortable surroundings. And such a great weekend and so much to talk about. I'm excited about the next hour.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and there is a ton to talk about, obviously, and from college football to professional football. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers laying a gigantic egg last night in their game against the suddenly, look at New Orleans, Cajun Troy. I expect to hear from you today. Yeah, they're already. Who dat? We dat for the New Orleans Saints. Yeah. Looked like the best team in the NFC last night, taking down Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, yeah, the Saints looked very, very good. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you out there. And we're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up in just a little bit. But you would think we would start off with all kinds of football news. Iowa and Iowa State both winning on Saturday, Iowa State winning on Saturday night. By the way, Mark, by the way, I have to throw this out first of all and the first thing today because I thought of you the minute I read this. The fact that Iowa State football coming up not this week. Well, I take that back because I thought it said a 1 o'clock. It'll be a 3 o'clock start. I thought it was... I got it confused. It was a 1 o'clock pregame. 3 o'clock, Iowa State, Kansas State will be a national broadcast on Fox from Ames on the 21st. That'll be a 3 o'clock start. I thought it was going to be a 1 o'clock start. For some odd reason, I was thinking of you, Mark.
Yeah, that'd have been nice. Huge, a huge game against Kansas State. Texas remains on the schedule, and a West Virginia team that has shown it can be dangerous. So, while Iowa State is in the driver's seat right now at 5-1 in the Big 12, plenty more work to do.
Yeah, but boy, you're in good shape right now if you're an Iowa State fan out there because yes, first place, it is a half a game over Oklahoma State. It, more importantly, everyone, Iowa State, Oklahoma State are tied as far as the loss column is concerned. Iowa State can take a big step. Next two games are going to determine Iowa State's future as far as the Big 12 championship game is concerned. You go 2-0 if you're in the Cyclones, you are in the Big 12 championship game. I don't think there's a scenario you cannot be in the Big 12 championship game at this point. But got a week to get ready for Farmageddon against Kansas State and then on the road at Texas as the Longhorns are suddenly starting to play good football out there. But Iowa State, a win that I think Cyclone fans would probably agree with me on, that Iowa State of 3 or 4 or 5 years ago might not have won that game on Saturday night, Mark. Baylor jumped out, took a 2-touchdown lead in the second half, and again it was a kickoff return by Kenny Nwangu who got Iowa State going, and the Cyclones were never headed after that and holding off Baylor on Saturday night.
Yeah, it looked like Iowa State was in trouble in the first half. There's no question. Shooting itself in the foot. Brock Purdy wasn't good. 3 interceptions in the first half, I believe. And, yeah, that kickoff return plus a block punt by Cedar Rapidi and Landon Akers, who had a really good game. Hey, he's having a good year. That was big as well. And then you have the old standby Breece Hall. And Purdy was better in the second half, and the defense stepped up when it needed to.
It did, and the interesting thing about Iowa State football this year, Mark, is the fact that Iowa State is doing what they are doing, 5-2 right now going into the bye week. This has not been an overly exceptional year for Brock Purdy. I don't want to put that black cloud over him or anything like that, but this is not the stats that we have seen from Brock Purdy last year especially. But with Breece Hall there picking up the slack, it certainly has helped things out for the Cyclones.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's the timing with receivers or he's just off or what, but he is not the same Brock Purdy. He's pretty good last week, but he's not the same Brock Purdy that we saw so much of last year, and maybe his best is yet to come, and I know Iowa State fans hope that's the case.
Yeah, if he can get things going along with Breece Hall, that's going to be a pretty amazing combination out there. 319-366-1600. 10 minutes, almost 11 minutes past the hour of 3. Mike Colas will join us here in just a little bit. The Iowa Hawkeyes, just when you are ready to dismiss Iowa for the 2020 season, Mark, lo and behold, they lay the wood to Michigan State and just absolutely take out the Spartans in that game on Saturday in Iowa City. From the get-go, that thing was never in doubt from the opening kickoff on Saturday morning.
No, it was an A-plus performance, no question about it. You're hard-pressed to come up with anything negative for Iowa in this game. Maybe it's a botched field goal attempt. There were 6 penalties, but by and large, my goodness, it was a balanced offense and a lot of criticism last week when Spencer Petras threw 50 passes, very, very well balanced this time. Terrific defensive effort. Michigan State couldn't gain an inch on the ground. And really, and in the passing game, only 2 passes over 20 yards the entire game. And we talked in the pregame and all week that Michigan State had some deep threats, and they certainly do, but Iowa shut them off. And then special teams. Charlie Jones, the transfer from Buffalo, comes up big, not only with a big run on a jet sweep, but a punt return for a touchdown. And Torrey Taylor doing – this guy's going to be a legend, I think, if he keeps this up. Just listening to him speak, you know, that Australian accent, it's cool. And in addition to that, 64 guys got in the game for Iowa.
Yep.
And, you know, the backup Alex Padilla, quarterback, completed the pass. But linemen, true freshmen, got in the game. And our friend Eugene asked me about the redshirt rule in this abbreviated season. And I'm assuming it's still in place, but I don't have an answer. And I didn't get a chance to look into it. And that's the 4-game maximum that guys can play. So. But no, by and large, it was an A-plus effort. Aside from that, you know, you thought, you know, hey, Michigan State knocked off Michigan the week prior. This is a pretty good football team. And then Iowa waxes the Spartans. And you look on the other side of the screen, and Michigan's getting beat. I mean, Michigan's 1-2. Penn State's 0-3. Nebraska hasn't won, has it? I mean,
no.
Who's good? Who is good? I think Indiana's good.
I think Indiana is good. Penix is one heck of a quarterback for the Indiana Hoosiers. And just, yeah, amazing, amazing stuff that he is doing. And Indiana, man alive, the Hoosiers getting things done against Michigan. They beat Michigan and Penn State in the same year. Jim Harbaugh, if he is not squarely on the hot seat right now, he will never be on the hot seat, because Michigan is just not getting things done at this present time. And there is a lot of talk out there as far as what is going to be the future as far as football in Ann Arbor out there. 319-366-1600. Joel, our friend Joel Muscatine, helping us out. Mark, no red shirt rule this year. Eligibility doesn't count this year.
We appreciate that, Joel. I that skimmed right over the top of my head, I guess, if that was announced earlier. So thank you, Joel.
Appreciate that. Gavin Williams did get in. Now, Gavin Williams isn't. Iowa had three true freshmen. He was one of them that played in the game. Of course, the tailback from Dowling, formerly of Southeast Polk, played his senior year at Dowling, but he did get into that football game. And a couple others did as well for the Hawkeyes. And it was good to see that, get a little bit of playing time in there. Some locals got in there with Mr. Jacobus and both Schulte boys in there as well. So that was nice to see as well for the Hawkeyes on Saturday.
It was indeed. And let me just add, I mean, Iowa had 226 yards rushing, and without two starters, Coy Cronk and Kyler Schott both out. They had started the first two games. Cody Ince and Mark Gallenberger come in. I thought Ince was really good.
Especially he's been good all year.
Yes, he has, especially in the running game. And Iowa still without two defensive starters in Jack Campbell and Austin Schulte, but yet the Hawkeyes put up a tremendous defensive effort, 60 yards on the ground for Michigan State. And again, didn't really allow more than one long passing play, a 57-yarder. So, I mean, I think Iowa's got some depth as well, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, especially in that offensive line, getting it done. David and Hudson, good win for the Hawks, but I have to still say Spencer still struggled. Spencer Petras, yes and no, I think. Yes to the fact that he's learning. That was only game three. He made a little bit of a stride, I thought, but there are still some things that Spencer Petras needs to work on a little bit. And I'm sure that is going to be the case. Keep on working, keep on doing and getting better out there. They didn't need him. They didn't need him to come up with big throws on Saturday. The running game was very, very good, and Iowa just jumped out so much. They didn't need a huge game from Spencer Petras on Saturday.
No, I think I would agree, though. This guy is still learning through three games. He still is having trouble, you know, taking a little off the fastball, you know. But if you win 49-7 and your quarterback throws for 167 yards and a touchdown, the most important stat was no interceptions.
Yeah.
And he's going to come along. He's going to come along. I believe, anyway. I think he's got a lot of talent. But, no, he's not in A-plus form right now.
Two deeps are out for this week. Kirk Ferentz will meet the media tomorrow. Remember, it is a shortened week. It is a Friday night game for Floyd of Rosedale. That is so weird to say. Mm. I don't like saying it, but we are in 2020, and that is the way it is. In case you're wondering, Amir Smith-Marset back as a number one at wide receiver for the Hawkeyes. So it looks like it will be a one-game suspension for him. He is back in there. Other than that, not a whole lot of changes. Jack Campbell is listed as the number two right now at middle linebacker, so perhaps he is back as far as a conversation is concerned. Austin Schulte is not listed on the two deep, though. So a little bit of a head-scratcher with Campbell in there, but Schulte not in there because Kirk Ferentz specifically said that Austin Schulte should be ready to go today to get back to practice. So we'll see.
Yeah, neither of those situations COVID-related. I know Campbell had mono or still recovering from it, but maybe we'll get an update tomorrow on Schulte, but his backups more than made up for, you know, his absence. 42-22 on the text line in regard to Spencer Petras. Got to give him a year of learning, a mojo. All these immediate expectations are kind of funny. We are not Alabama.
Maybe we're not Notre Dame right now. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But this is, topsy-turvy as far as college football is concerned, as far as 2020 is concerned. And we'll get to Notre Dame and Clemson coming up here in just a little bit. But as far as the poll is concerned, you got Liberty moving up, winning at Virginia Tech. That's a great win for them. Coastal Carolina still getting things done as far as what they're doing is concerned. And just crazy, crazy stuff all over the place. Clemson only falls to number four. That's what I kind of figured would happen. Notre Dame, beside their win, I thought BYU's win on Friday night was just about as impressive because they went up to Boise and absolutely bombed Boise State on the blue turf. And that just doesn't happen very often.
No, I would agree with that. And, that Notre Dame-Clemson game was just a tremendous watch. Back to the Big Ten, I mean, Maryland, you didn't think was going to be super good. They go to Penn State, and that wasn't even close. Maryland took it to Penn State, and it's just really a crazy year in college football. But it's also very fun to watch.
Indiana, number 10 in the country right now.
Huh.
The 10th-rated Indiana Hoosiers. And that is strange to say, but, boy, that Penix makes them a very good football team. USC came from nowhere in the last 3 minutes. Arizona State gave one away. I feel for my friend Jared Ahrens, Arizona State alum, who had to be ruining his weekend was ruined very early on Saturday since that was a 9 o'clock kickoff in Southern California for that particular ball game. You've got Northwestern in the top 25. Louisiana has found their way back into the top 25. Iowa State remains at number 17 in the AP poll. They move up one spot in the coaches' poll. Iowa State now at number 16 as far as rated teams are concerned. And yesterday, watching the Chiefs game and watching Fox just promo that amazing noon kickoff game on the East Coast between Nebraska and Penn State coming up this Saturday.
Zero wins between them.
0-3 and 0-2. By the way, we already have cancellations for this coming weekend. Mississippi State, their game against, I believe, Auburn has been canceled. And right now, LSU-Alabama is in doubt because of COVID problems in Baton Rouge with the LSU Fighting Tigers at this point. So we will see if that continues to play out anymore. Sounds like and looks like Wisconsin is going to be ready to go as their COVID count is down to, I believe, 5. And they are starting to reopen practice. Basketball side, Michigan State's legendary coach Tom Izzo said today that he has been tested positive for COVID-19. He feels fine, he says, but he will isolate and he will be out for 10 days as far as Michigan State basketball is concerned, Mark.
I don't know how to comment, really. I mean, it's the daily world that we live in and nobody's immune to at least testing positive, whether they're positive or not. is a whole different story. But unfortunately, the beat goes on.
Yeah. The Iowa men's basketball team, before we get to a break and get to Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit, Fran McCaffrey and Lisa Bluter meeting the media earlier on today in Iowa City. Hawkeyes are preseason number 5 in the country as far as the AP men's basketball poll is concerned. Iowa's highest preseason ranking in 65 years. The Hawkeyes were rated number 4 in the 1955-56 season when that started off. And, of course, Iowa led by the preseason National Player of the Year in Luka Garza. So, big things, at least forecast, for this Iowa men's basketball team this year.
Yeah, pretty lofty expectations. And you mentioned the poll. Gonzaga is number 1, may not be by the time Iowa faces the Zags, but right now number 1 in the country. And you mentioned the preseason All Big Ten team, Garza and DeSumo, from the guard from Illinois, the only unanimous selections on that team. Other members: Joe Wieskamp from Iowa, Kofi Coburn from Illinois, Trace Jackson Davis from Indiana, Aaron Henry from Michigan State, Marcus Carr from Minnesota, Trevion Williams, Purdue, Geo Baker, Rutgers, and Nate Reavers from Wisconsin.
Yeah, the top 25 for basketball reads as follows. You mentioned Gonzaga, number 1. Baylor, number 2. Gonzaga just edged out the Baylor Bears for that top honor. Villanova, 3. Virginia, 4. They all received first-place votes. Iowa checks in at number 5, ahead of Kansas. Wisconsin is 7th. Illinois is 8th. Duke, 9. And Kentucky is 10. So that is your top 10, 11 through 15. Creighton, Tennessee, Michigan State, Texas Tech, and West Virginia. Then you've got North Carolina off a horrible season of a year ago, but they're preseason number 16. Houston, 17. Arizona State is 18. Texas, 19. That one is a head-scratcher, although they brought in a good recruiting class for Shaka Smart. And Oregon at 20. Florida State, UCLA, Ohio State, Rutgers, Mark, and Michigan are 24 and 25.
I didn't count. What is that, about eight Big Ten teams, something like that?
Let me count here real quick. 4, 7.
Seven, okay. Northern Iowa getting 1 vote. Who voted the Northern Iowa Panthers 25th in the country? Who has the vote in Iowa?
We are going to ask that guy if he has it coming up here in just a little bit. Loyola picked up 3 votes, by the way, as far as others receiving votes in the Missouri Valley Conference is concerned. We'll talk some basketball, Iowa Media Day today. Iowa State's as well. Kevin Lehman's going to join us coming up on Thursday of this week. Tomorrow, Mike Grimm will join us, the Eastern Iowa native from Manchester, the voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. We'll talk with our friend Mike coming up tomorrow. Chris List coming up on Wednesday as well. High school football coming up this week for you. It is the semifinals as they go up to the Unidome as the Xavier Saints will be in action in Class 3A. It'll be Xavier and North Scott in the late game on Thursday night. We'll have it for you on 107.5 FM at 7:15 with the pregame, about 7:35 with the kickoff from the Dome in Cedar Falls. And if that's a late game, the bright and early game on Friday we'll have for you on 106.3 FM, as it'll be a Class A semifinal, as it'll be Iowa City Regina, fresh off that last-minute win at home against Wapsie Valley in a quarterfinal last Friday night. They will take on the St. Ansgar Saints, or St. Ansgar, depending on if you're I've heard it said both ways, Mark. St. Ansgar or St. Ansgar?
My predecessor, Gus Schrader, would prefer St. Ansgar.
Okay.
St. Ansgar.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you much.
He was from there.
Okay. Well, he should know then.
Yeah.
You should know. Well, it's St. Ansgar and Regina. That will be at 8:45, bright and early, Friday morning on 106.3 FM. David, continuing on, is the seat getting hot in Lincoln if they start 0-3? No, I don't think so for Scott Frost as of yet, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Let's see. Cajun Troy says, that's great news about Alabama and LSU. We won't have to listen to Danielson praise Alabama nonstop.
6429, I was going to insert this, but multiple reports that the Black Friday game between Iowa and Nebraska is scheduled for a noon kickoff on Fox.
Yeah. 8699, what are we to make of Maryland's first week drubbing by Northwestern? I don't know.
Maryland's 2-1 with a victory over Penn State.
Yeah, at Penn State.
Not that, that has more to say about Northwestern than anything else.
Who knows? 2020 football is crazy right now. Absolutely crazy. And I think you just go week to week and try to figure things out. And good luck to you out there, because it's Buttons has given me that. Yep, you're right. You're right sign out there. 319-366-1600.
Hey, I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. It may be my second team, along with the Raiders. But I was really rooting against the Steelers last night. For some reason, I found myself wanting the Cowboys to win. I think perhaps because it had Garrett Gilbert at quarterback. And I was rooting for that guy as much as the Cowboys. And I think Buttons can relate to that, being a Cowboy fan. But it was a weird situation for me last night.
Well, I was selfishly, I was in a between a rock and a hard place, because the Steelers are the AFC team that have a better record than the Chiefs do. So it would have been absolutely fantastic if they would have lost that game. Sorry, Steelers fans. But then again, that would mean that the Cowboys would have won that game. Which was...
They played good, by and large.
For Garrett Gilbert being their quarterback, they did a pretty darn good job. And I think the Steelers are very fortunate to get out of there with the victory. We're going to talk to Mike Loss coming up here in just a couple of moments. Want to remind you that the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM, brought to you each Monday by Randy's Flooring. Local flooring experts by design. For 40 years and counting, Randy's Flooring has been serving Eastern Iowa with locations in Cedar Rapids and in Coralville. And you can tune in to Todd and Alex coming up from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. No Cyclone Coaches Show tonight with the bye week for Iowa State. We will have Monday Night Football for you, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle the seatbelts for the Jets and the Patriots coming up tonight. And that will be at 6:30 on 107.5, the Jim OT, along with 106.3 FM. So, yeah, get ready for that beauty coming up a little bit later on. Who knows? It could be a great game. It's 2020. It could be the Jets' first win and the Patriots falling to 2-6. Who knows? I think a lot of people would like to see that, but that remains to be seen. All right, we're going to take a break. 3:31, Mike Loss joins us coming up next here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Along with the crunch of leaves underfoot and the scent of smoke wisping from chimneys, fall brings with it a sense of tradition, the comforting feel of your big, cozy sweater, with a rich fragrance of secret recipe treats trailing from the oven. These are the things you can count on year after year. That's what fall means to the Dickens family. Since the 1940s, they've run Hertine and Stocker as a family business true to the classic fine jewelry store. Though it may be surprising, they still offer a layaway program. Just put down some money and pay each month until you're ready to take your piece home. Of course, it's interest-free. That's tradition, too. During fall, as you enjoy crisp apples, warm candles, and begin your holiday shopping, stop and see what's shining in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Keeping cozy inside with a beautiful view of the outside is exactly what you need this winter. And Alexander Lumber has just the right windows from WeatherShield. With a unique ability to combine stunning style with energy efficiency, WeatherShield is creativity expressed in smart design. Alexander Lumber is excited to welcome the full line of WeatherShield windows to the family. See them today at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Play your game with the first bet risk-free, up to $500, only at Elite Sportsbook. Just sign up for a new Elite Sportsbook account and make your first bet online. If it is graded as a loss, we will match it with a free bet up to $500. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for a list of casino locations and sign up today. You will always be in the game with Elite Sportsbook. For a limited time only, must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Ever feel like something's off? For farmers like you, it's all too common. That's why at Golden Harvest, we're always on, bringing you the unique genetics, agronomic expertise, and tireless service that surpass conditions. Because no matter how things are today, they'll be different tomorrow. And we'll still be here doing whatever it takes for you. Because even in off days, we don't take days off. Visit goldenharvestseeds.com.
Back with you in the gym class on KGYM 334 here on this Monday edition of the program. Thank you very much for joining us. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes, buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Reminder with the Friday night game for the Hawkeyes, before the boom will take a 1 week hiatus, we'll have a live edition all through Friday, 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock, basically, of Before the Boom with local programming, and that gets you ready for Iowa and Minnesota, which will be coming up 6 o'clock with the kickoff from TCF Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Our friend Mike Grimm will join us coming up tomorrow to talk more about that particular ball game. Iowa, Nebraska looks to be a noon start on Black Friday, which is not going to be Black Friday this year, apparently. That's what I've been told by the folks that go out and shop on that particular day. So anyway, there you go. That's our public service announcement of the day for you as far as Black Friday is concerned. Mike Loss set to join us right now, and Mike joins us on Mondays, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and you can read his stuff at thegazette.com. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Halas on Twitter as well. We encourage you to do that. Fresh off the Fran McCaffrey-Lisa Bluter news conference to kick off basketball today down in Iowa City. Although we don't have basketball schedules yet, I believe Matt Weitzel says it's going to be in the next week. Correct, Mike?
That's what he said. They hope that within the next 7 days, the season starts November the 25th. So you might want to figure out who you're playing, where, and when.
North Carolina Central. We don't know when, though.
Well, does it matter?
you would hope not for that one, but who knows if you're the number five team in the country. And we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. The basketball talk is Iowa with their highest since the mid-50s as far as preseason rankings are concerned. But let's talk football first. Back to last Saturday, and ladies and gentlemen, if you can figure out this 2020 football season, you're doing better than I can, because I did not expect 49-7, certainly on Saturday, but the Iowa football team put 0-2 in the rearview mirror in a big way.
It did. It did. It came out, you know, put its feet on the Spartans' throats and kept them there. And I think by the time it was halftime, you pretty much knew who the vastly superior team was. And onward, you know. It gets harder. That I'm not sure, but I think that by the end of the season, we may look at Michigan State as they're still Illinois, but Michigan State could contend for the worst team that they're going to play. But that doesn't matter. They beat them 49-7, and they dominated them in every phase of the game. And it was just a really good performance. It was a palate cleanser. This had been looking like a potentially dark season, and so if you want to make it something other than that, you had to reverse it Saturday or else. And they were clearly a jubilant team after the game. If you saw the locker room video footage, you could tell it meant a lot to them. So that's, you know, if you're an Iowa fan, that's what you want to see. You want to see a team that really wanted to win, and they certainly did.
I think most people, Mike, are hard-pressed to find any negatives in this game in regards to Iowa, perhaps the botched field goal attempt. But we did get a couple tweets already about Spencer Petras, and I think some folks want him to be Chuck Long right now. But the learning curve certainly seems to be there. But you know what? If he passes for 167, one TD, no picks, and the team wins by 42, that's probably okay. What's your evaluation of Petras right now?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, that was all they needed from him Saturday. 15 of 27 doesn't sound great, but he had about five drops. I mean, he didn't. His receivers did. He still hasn't hooked up on a long one this season, but you know it's coming. I mean, I think it's not a matter of if, it's when, and it's a matter of how much, how many, not how few. He's going to be good. He's not Brandon Fields from the first game forward. Okay, well, that's been known to happen to just about every quarterback who's ever come along. Very few start as an all-conference player. So I liked what I saw from him Saturday. He's got a ways to go. Okay, fine. But the reason that they lost the week before is because he threw three picks in the second half, and he wasn't throwing picks. He didn't make the dangerous passes were vastly reduced from week two to week three. That's a pretty good start.
It is. And so many guys stepping up in that game on Saturday. And going into the season, if you said Charlie Jones, you would have said, oh, yeah, NBC sports guy from many years ago. Now, Charlie Jones getting to be a household name in Iowa City as the punt returner, and looked pretty good as a wide receiver, the walk-on, the transfer from Buffalo.
Yes. His punt return average is, right now, it's great. I mean, and I know it's because he busted one for 54 yards on the score, but he was doing a good job of that before that. That's the whole special teams, quite good. I mean, they're in the top 20 in the country in like five different team categories for special teams, whether it's punt returns, whether it's net punting, punt return defense, kickoff returns, the whole special teams. Potpourri is good. I mean, LeVar Woods is, you'd think that he was on an option year of his contract and he was trying to get an NFL head coaching job or something, the way that his special teams are performing. So, you know, obviously you're probably going to get around to the punter, and if you can get 10 to 12 yards of return from your punt return guy, you're doing great. And they're above that. I mean, they're doing sensational in that department, and they're not giving up anything. I mean, only one Iowa punt has been returned this season, and that was for minus 8 yards. Those are game changers. They didn't change the first two games, but it wasn't special teams' fault. And then you saw how dynamic they can be if offense and defense pull their weight with really good special teams play. Then you've got something going.
Yeah, Mike, we are going to get to the punter, Torrey Taylor, right now, because – you know, as you know, you and I have been around the program a long time, as have Scott, but very few players I can really identify as being sort of a rock star in this program. I think Ricky Stanzi was to a certain point, but just what Torrey Taylor has done through three games and his background being from Australia, people are eating this guy up.
Yes. I mean, Australian punters aren't even really a story in college football anymore, because I think six of the last seven Ray Guy Award winners are from Australia. Iowa has chosen to join them instead of fight them, and Michael Sleep Dalton did a nice job for them last year. And then LeVar Woods, he went the 9,000, 10,000 miles to Australia to meet this guy, Torrey Taylor, who had never kicked a football in American football game. In fact, had never attended an American football game until 2 weeks ago at Purdue. And whatever they saw, Woods was right about it, because it's not just that he blasts the thing, but he's not out kicking the coverage, for one thing. And secondly, he got three in a row there where distance wasn't the objective. It was placement. And he puts them at the 11, at the 4, and at the 6. That's a weapon that that's as good as any weapon on a team, including quarterback, running back, linebacker. I don't care. If you've got a punter who can do that, it's an absolute game changer.
True. And he has been. He flipped the field like that. It can be so beneficial to you. And that's exactly what he is doing. And then, if you're Iowa, you get things rolling again, more Iowa-like, if you will, with the stats that they put up. And over 200 yards as far as rushing is concerned for this Hawkeye team. And like you said, never gave Michigan State a sniff from the get-go on this. And, I mean, this was vintage Iowa, basically.
Yeah, it was one of those rare games where Ferentz said it. He said they played well. and when he says that, that usually means that they thrashed somebody, and that's exactly what they did.
And I do feel sorry for Rocky Lombardi, though. I wanted Rocky to have a pretty good homecoming. We all know Rocky. We all know the family. And he was running for his life from the very first play of that football game.
Yeah, it was wrong place, wrong time. He showed the week before what he's capable of, and I'm sure he'll show it again. He did hook up on a couple of nice long passes that were probably the only things Iowa had to complain to its guys about. But, Michigan State, it's the Michigan thing is like a mirage. I mean, they made their season when they beat Michigan, because they know they're not going to win very many games this year. It might take 2 or 3 years before they do. It's an overhaul up there, and a program that's been so competitive for so long, but things kind of got run down a bit here in the last couple of years. So Rocky was in a tough spot Saturday, and it was pretty obvious, and he didn't play particularly well either. But it would have taken a lot more help on his side of the ball to be more effective.
So the opponent Friday night is Minnesota. Floyd Rosedale on the line. Torrey Taylor has no idea what that means. Well, maybe he does. I don't know. But Minnesota is another one of those teams tough to figure out. Opened with a big loss against Michigan at home. Michigan hasn't won since. Lost an overtime game to Maryland, but did right the ship Saturday at Illinois. I'm not sure. Minnesota was one of the teams picked to maybe be a favorite in the division, but can you figure out Minnesota? You have a finger on that team?
I think it's an ordinary team. I think it showed it's an ordinary team. The Illinois game, Illinois is a beat up team that can least afford to be beat up of any team in the Big Ten West. I want to see Minnesota do it against somebody that's competitive. The Maryland game, I watched some of that on TV and was not impressed. And the Michigan thing, they got owned. They do have a terrific offense in that they have a running back and a wide receiver who are both brilliant. But their defense, they had four defensive players drafted by the NFL last spring, which, you can pretty much figure out what that's going to mean for your defense. It's gutted. And it's something that I think Iowa can exploit Friday night. However, Iowa's defense is going to have to be up to the challenge, because, like I said, this running back, Muhammad Ibrahim, has been extraordinary so far. Back-to-back 200-yard games, has scored 8 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks, and is just really good. And then the wide receiver Rashad Bateman, I believe, was the league's receiver of the year last year, and he was going to go to the NFL, but yep. The circumstances with the COVID and everything, he changed his mind. And he's dynamic. Tanner Morgan's an experienced quarterback. So they'll score points. They'll score points against the Hawkeyes, I would certainly think. But it's just a question of, can they keep Iowa out of the end zone? It could be a wild one.
It could be. And speaking of wild, if you would have said Indiana, Maryland, Purdue, and Northwestern are a combined 8-1 right now in the Big Ten, what would you have said to start things off this year in Big Ten football?
Yeah, I wouldn't have bought it. Wouldn't have bought into that at all. You know, I wouldn't have had Maryland blasting Penn State on the road. That's for sure. And hey, Rutgers won a road game, you know?
Didn't even mention that.
Indiana, I don't think it was a shock that Indiana beat Michigan, but it was convincingly. Michigan and Penn State stink so far. You know, Iowa plays at Penn State next week. And when you looked at the schedule originally, you said, oh, there's probably a pretty good chance that'll be a Saturday night game. And now it's like, why would a network want Penn State on?
Well, Fox, you know? Fox gave Penn State Nebraska game a whole lot of play yesterday.
Oh, my God. I know. So you've got, with losing records, you've got Michigan, Penn State, Minnesota, which was 11-2 last year, Iowa. It is upside down, but there's still time for things to get right side up. I do think Northwestern's got the look of one of those Northwestern teams that doesn't do anything impressive except win.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, we certainly should give Iowa State credit for coming back in that game against Baylor. But let's turn to Iowa basketball media day today. Fran McCaffrey and Lisa Bluter both meeting the media, I assume, by Zoom. But in terms of the men, excuse me?
I'm sorry. That was actually in person.
Yeah, it was
in
person.
I think it's going to be the only in-person thing of the whole year.
Lofty expectations, nonetheless, for Iowa at number 5 in the AP poll. Not surprising nobody's going to redshirt because this is a free year anyway. But I cannot imagine, Mike, the competition in practice, knowing who's coming back, who is back, you know, the incoming players like the Murray twins and whatnot, Patrick McKay, you know, just go right on down the line. The competition must be fierce.
I would think so. I mean, the thing is they've got 7 experienced players in the college game, but those 7 players combined for like over 350 games started in college basketball. That's crazy. You know, the average age of the players on the team is almost 22 and of those 7. And that includes a true sophomore. I mean, you've got a 5th-year senior in Bohannon. You've got a Garza's a senior. Wieskamp's a junior. Connor McCaffrey is old beyond his years and on down the line. I mean, if there was ever a year in any sport when you wanted to be experienced and deep, this is it. Not knowing who's going to get sick along the way. And injuries happen, too. And on top of that, you're not going to have a traditional home court advantage this year, which it's of all the years for Iowa. I talked to Kevin Lehman about this a little while ago today. Of all the years not to have a home crowd and be able to sell tickets, for this to be the one is just cruel for that program, you know, because I don't think they would have any trouble using up the ticket supply this year. However, you know, maybe having a veteran team is just what you want this kind of year for playing those kinds of games at home and on the road when it's nobody there except you and your opponent, and it's, you know, forget home court advantages. It's all about performance. So I think that the top 10 rankings justified, but also remember 7 teams in that conference are ranked.
Yeah,
it's a good league and not very many players left to go pro early because of the COVID thing. So you've got a, you know, Wisconsin's got a veteran crew And you know what they did last season. Rutgers is a good team with a veteran crew, and I can name a few more. Michigan State's still Michigan State. Illinois is going to be really good. So nothing's going to be handed to this Iowa team. But at the same time, you look at them and you look at everybody else and you say, I think you'd take your chances with them as much as anybody else that's in the conference.
True. Yeah, true. And John Rothstein tweeted out earlier today that he believes that the Big Ten, remember about 4 or 5 years ago, the ACC had double-digit teams in the NCAA tournament. He said, if we get to the finish line, that this Big Ten season could be a rival of that ACC season. That's a pretty bold statement here.
It is, and I'm not sure I agree, because I see several teams I think are so-so. But I think that the top half of the league is going to be dynamite.
True. Hey, Mike, we got to go. Thanks for the insight, as always. Appreciate it. Safe travels to the Twin Cities, and we'll talk on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Michael Oss, read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter, and we'll come back to wrap things up after this.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-a-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
I left the military with a traumatic brain injury. I came home to fight depression, anxiety, and alcohol.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Adam Greathouse, Army veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
With DAV's help, I built a new life for myself.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is just experiencing life.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say on the toy boat in your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Don't miss See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, windshield washer fluid, and more. Get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select Sylvania bulbs, plus earn double O rewards points. Get ready for the weather ahead during See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you on the Gym Class to wrap things up. Our thanks to Mike Loss for joining us. Mike Grimm joins us coming up tomorrow. We have a poll question up and ready to go today at KGYMradio.com. Correct, Mark?
We do indeed. And we referenced Iowa's number 5 preseason ranking in the Associated Press poll. KGYMradio.com is where to find it. Will Iowa be a top 5 basketball team at the end of the season? Yes or no? Thanks to Steve Anderson and his crew down in Iowa City, Hawkeye Title and Settlement, doing great work since 2003.
Yeah, well, that's the key. It looks great to have it in the preseason, but how's it going to be, hopefully, knock on wood, at the finish line at the end of the season? 86-99, over-under on Harbaugh being coach at Michigan next year. I would not set that. Even if 2020 is a COVID year, and if we get to the finish line as far as college football is concerned, and it's a 500 year with another loss to Ohio State, I'm not sure Jim Harbaugh is going to be the coach at Michigan next year.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I think Lovie Smith's in big trouble. The Champagne Five are not doing a lot of talking to you right now, correct?
I have not heard one word from the Champagne Five.
Okay, very good. All right. Stay tuned. Tad and Alex coming your way next Monday Night Football tonight at 6:30. It'll be the Patriots and the Jets, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll have the broadcast of that one tonight. No Cyclone Coaches Show tonight with the bye week for Iowa State. Talk to you tomorrow, Mark.
Sounds good.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class here at KGYM.
For some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage.